It's becoming the year of the protest. Maybe that'll be the Time Person of the Year this year. More campus protests over the war in Gaza taking place this morning. Pro-Palestinian protesters at Cal State in L.A. barricading the front of the university's administration building.
Apparently, an unknown number of disruptive activists taking hold here of at least the first floor of the student services building at Cal State LA. They are now blocking the entrance to the first floor. They are using everything at their disposal to try and create as many barriers to the main entrance of this student services building as possible.
That's ABC's Chris Christie, a different Chris Christie. He's in a chopper overseeing.
This appears to be fairly well organized. We do not have a number. They are only on the first floor. There are other reports that they have made their way to other floors with the intention of blocking access to the president's office.
Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian protesters outside the gates at the congressional baseball game at Nationals Park. So this is when, like, Congress gets to play baseball and feel important. They strut around and wearing spikes.
They wear uniforms?
Yeah, they wear uniforms. The media sometimes is involved in this. So they were protesting. This was a climate protest. Members of a climate activist group called Climate Defiance. They previously telegraphed their intention to disrupt this great game. Capitol Police getting involved, tackled eight of them. Now, this is interesting. CBS's correspondent Ben Tracy, a little bit more on what's happening with this group.
I did ask them if they worry about turning people off, that people will see them as a threat or as annoying. They say you don't have to be loved to be effective, and that their goal is for these videos of their actions to go viral, and that will recruit more people to their cause and raise awareness of climate change as a big issue in American politics.
So the idea there is, even if you're annoyed by it, irked by it, not really impressed by it, you're still making attention. Any press is good press. Thus, you might get a supporter or two to follow the cause.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. If you're protesting something, you want people to be taking, you know, note of what you're doing, and what better way to do that than be annoying?
They're even going after King Charles.
It happened quickly and purposely. A camera is rolling as two people walk right up to the new portrait of King Charles on display at a London gallery and paste an image from the cartoon Wallace and Gromit over His Majesty's face.
Yeah. Otherwise, no one would have been talking about King Charles. So you have that anyway. But yeah, that's the big one, is going after the artwork. They like to do that in Europe.
Yeah, they love doing that in Europe. That's my least favorite because, I mean, what if you do ruin a piece of priceless art? Like, well, that one makes me nervous a little bit.
I agree, but typically they are protected.
Yeah, they are.
They aren't just sitting out there where you can scratch off the oil paint for that, you know, Da Vinci put on.
Yeah, but
there.
Like, Monet's not coming back to paint again.
Right,
you
right.
know, Congress can play another baseball game.
And speaking of paint, this is a little bit concerning here. Escalating threats over the war in Gaza. A series of events rattling New Yorkers now. Red paint and threatening signs defacing the home of the director of a Brooklyn museum who happens to be Jewish. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer frustrated by this.
This is not even close to free speech. It is intimidation, invasive attacks loaded with the threat of looming violence.
The summer of protesting begins.